ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नामश्रेष्ठं मनमपि सच्चिपुत्रमात्रस्वरूपं रूपं तस्यागजमुरुपुरीं मातरीं गोष्ठवतीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिकामाधवाशम् प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितकृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतःपरकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता शिवशरणं। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Why are you sitting there, Mahaprabhu? Because you're dressed in your farm clothes? Better you come and sit out here if you want to sit outside. That's the ladies' section. You might have noticed. Today is the disappearance day of Sri Srivas Thakur and also the disappearance day of Sridhar Maharaj, yeah. He was quite a prominent figure in ISKCON in Croatia at one time. There are not many of his disciples active in Croatia now. Who is there? Vinata should actually be pronounced. She's still active. Yeah, right, I thought she wasn't a disciple of his. Mayapur, he's not so much active. He's alive in Krishna consciousness, not so much active. Gargamuni from Slovenia passed away. Achyutananda, yeah. Is he coming? He'll come and sit. Yeah, they are still around. So at least we should remember. I'm going to speak on Vishnu Sahasranama, continuing the commentary of that. Not so popular. If we go by YouTube hits, it's not so popular. Why is that? Last time I spoke on Vishnu Sahasranama was just not very long ago in München, Germany, Munich. And afterwards, I discussed a little bit with Adhata Prabhu, who was present there, about this, and he said that he thought it was on a very high level. Devotees have to have a high level of faith to appreciate this. Now, those devotees who are wandering, maybe in their imagination, in the levels of rasa katha and intimate gopi leelas, they might think Vishnu Sahasranam is not on a very high level. It's only Vishnu, not Krishna in Vrindavan, although I do bring in Krishna. But that's a telling comment, that to appreciate Vishnu Sahasranama, you have to have full faith. Otherwise, it becomes meaningless to you. You have to have it. It's presumed, those who are listening to this commentary, it's presumed that they have faith that Vishnu is supreme. And it's the commentary is on that basis. It's not to establish him as being supreme. It just presumes that those who will listen to that, accept that and appreciate that and want to hear about his glories as being the supreme. So it seems that many discussions which are more appreciated are on the level of establishing his supremacy, or talking about how we can ourselves advance in Krishna consciousness. So actually this discussion of the glories of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is on a level beyond that of just trying to be in Krishna consciousness. It's on the level of already being in Krishna consciousness. The name 688 in the recension that I'm following is Stota. Names that have come just before this are Stavya, he who is proper person to be glorified, Stavapriya, he who likes to be glorified, or who likes the glorification of himself, and Stotram, which means he is the glorification. He's none different from the glorification. Stota means one who praises. So not only is he praised, but he also is a praiser. If you look up the word praiser in the English dictionary, you probably won't find it there. But there's no reason why such a word shouldn't be there, but it's just not, you don't find it much. There's one word Bhaktisthan Sarasvati Thakur used to use, which means it's a stavak, a praiser. But generally people, Bengali speakers, they won't understand it because it's just not used. But there's no reason why such a word shouldn't be there. So he praises. Not only is he praised, but he praises. He particularly praises those who praise him. He's inclined to praise the good qualities of his devotees. We find this especially in Gaura Leela. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praises his devotees. And in one sense, all the praise that takes place is energized or inspired by Krishna, even mundane praise. As I've discussed in the series of names prior to this, the tendency to praise others is there. In the mode of passion, people, which is very prominent in society at the present time, society which is animated by the modes of passion and ignorance, then praise goes to, who's a highly praised person in Croatia? Any sports stars? The Croatia was last year, right? They reached the final of the World Cup soccer, right? That was a big thing. I saw on their plane, Air Croatia, they had World Cup. It was like a big thing, how a little nation. So probably the names of the footballers must have been very the star footballers must have been highly praised in Croatia, right? Who's heard the name of David Beckham? I've also heard. He became a prominent footballer long after I joined ISKCON. How could I know his name if I'm not, and I'm not involved in all that? Because his name was so widespread. If you go to England, his name is everywhere. And then after some time, what's all this? You never heard? You never heard? Because he was so so widely extolled for his ability to kick a ball, I guess. For kick a ball. So that's a useless praise. Useless praise of useless people. But the point is that the tendency is there to praise. And in India, where I live most of my life, then we find that film stars, certain film stars are highly praised. The most famous being Amitabh Bachchan, who's an old man, but he's still doing movies. And in Tamil Nadu, there's the Rajnikant, he's an old man too, but he's highly praised. In Tamil Nadu, he's like a god. And then the politicians are highly praised. In the West, it's not so much. Maybe. At least in England, the people, even if they vote, they don't really like the politicians very much. Who else is there? Sports stars, yeah. Just like even now, after living in India so many years, I still don't know the rules of cricket. But I know the name of Sachin Tendulkar. Who's heard the name in Croatia? Probably no one's heard, because cricket's not popular here. But he was a big hero. Maybe was he the best cricketer that India ever had? When I was younger, it was Kapil Dev was the big hero. So like that. The point is that people are praising others who for the ability to provide them with sense gratification. But even that ability to praise them, that also comes from Krishna, because all ability comes from Krishna. Paurushang Nrishu, Srila Prabhupada translates, I am the ability in man. So whatever abilities people have, intellectual abilities, sarvasya chahang hridi sannivishta, matasmriti jnanam apohanam cha. So someone may have very good intelligence, how to praise people who are really not worthy of praise. And then that brings to mind the verse, Shravidvara hoshtra karai sangstuta purusha pashu. What's the next line? Nayat karna pato petas jatu nama gadagraja. People who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses praise similar animal-like persons. They don't praise Krishna. But that tendency to praise is there. So even that comes from Krishna. Indirectly, from his material energy, people, material intelligence, people are inspired to praise. But really then we should refer back to the first name in this verse, Stavya. By glorifying whom we become benefited. By discussing Vishnu Sahasranama, we become transcendently benefited. We cross over birth and death. By discussing the glories of what system is there? President in Croatia or Prime Minister? What's the system? Or they have a different system altogether. What is it? Who's the head of state? She. European Union. So, she's the president. What's her name? Polina something, which I can't pronounce very easily. So, by glorifying her, There's no transcendental benefit. But by praising Krishna, one is benefited. Why Stavapriya, the second name in this verse? Krishna likes it. And he actually inspires people to praise him. Now you might think that's very egoistic. Just like a king. In traditional Vedic culture, the kings would have servants whose only job is to praise them. That's all they do. They may wake him up in the morning by praising him. We have that also, the Venkatesh Suprabhatam for Balaji in Tirumala. Utishto Govinda Trilokya Mangalam Kuru. Get up, Govinda, and make the three worlds auspicious by your presence. So the kings are praised in a similar way. Now you will rise and you will protect the citizens and maintain the citizens and destroy the evildoers. And so the kings, and they pay people to praise them. That might seem very egoistic, isn't it? What if you got lots of money, what would you do? You'd pay someone to praise you, would you? You wouldn't have to, because if you have lots of money, you'll have many people praising you with the idea of getting something out of you. But the idea is that the kings, they accept that praise just like a guru accepts praise. They're supposed to offer it up to Krishna. And we find in the Jaipur kings that they rule. Actually, the kings of Jaipur, they were not actually the kings. They would give their identity as the prime minister. And who's the king? Govinda. The deity came from Vrindavan. So even the royal edicts are pronounced. And then Govinda, he's the king. You pay taxes to Govinda, not to the king, directly. So, Krishna, he accepts praise. That is his egoism, but his egoism is completely pure. That's his position. Just like it's our position to praise him. And if we praise him, we become purified, we become happy, we become properly situated, we become free from birth and death. So Krishna, he accepts it. That's why in Vedic culture, people don't have a problem with gurus being bowed down to, with them being served. In America once that happened, that one woman incredulously said to Srila Prabhupada, "Oh, these people, they worship you." And Prabhupada said, "Yeah, just like I worship my guru." Because in Vedic culture, that's just accepted. It's not in this Western culture, the idea of egalitarianism, no one should worship anyone else. You only do something for someone. If you do something for someone, you have to get something back. If you serve someone, you have to get paid for it. But the servant of a guru doesn't get paid. And in fact, the Shudras in Vedic culture, mostly they don't get paid. At the rice harvest, they'll get one or two bags of rice. But they don't. When there's a festival, then they'll be given the clothes which the rich people wear, they're given them. But that's their position. They just serve. It's their dharma to serve. Not that they have to be equal. They have to, just like if I go from one room to another and my servant's there and I'll pick up a pen, the servant will take it. It's his job to do it. That's his dharma. I can very easily carry a pen from one room to the other, but he will like to take it because that's his service. That's his job to do it. So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is the one to be praised. But no one can do anything without his sanction, without the power they receive from him. So he inspires devotees to praise him and gives them the intelligence to do that. He does that through the agency of Saraswati, and she inspires to praise him. Or in her external manifestation, she inspires people to praise others and forget him. Or she may inspire even to praise him, but in a roundabout or offensive way. Just like if we praise the president of the country or the head of the police force. Yes, you are a very good police constable. So it sounds like praise, but it's not praise because it's not putting them in the right position. So in the same way, if we say, yes, Krishna, he was a great hero of the Mahabharata. He was a great politician. He was a great philosopher. Yeah, all those things are true, but if you don't say, if you stop there, then it's not praise. Because there are so many great philosophers, there are so many great politicians. So if you say he was a great politician, but we don't recognize that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then that is incomplete, and it actually becomes offensive. So we find in Gita, Krishna praises his devotees for their good qualities. Advaishta sarva bhutanam maitra karuna evacha. And he goes on that those who are non-envious to any, to all living beings, who are friendly and merciful to them. But so Krishna describes so many qualities, and then he says, "Yo mad bhakta same priyaha." Who has these qualities and who is my devotee, he's very dear to me. In other words, someone might be cultivating a spirit of non-envy to others, but he's not a devotee. So to be nice to others without being a devotee of Krishna is not a full quality. Therefore, we find in Bhagavatam describing the non-devotee. Well, describing the devotees and the non-devotees. The famous verse: "Yasyasti bhakti bhagavatya kinchana sarvaya gunais tatra samasate suraha harava bhaktasya kuto mahan guna." Where are the good qualities in non-devotees? They may have qualities, but they're not great qualities. Because the quality becomes great when they are devotee of Krishna. Otherwise, anyone's niceness, his compassion, his empathetic listening, and so on, whatever good qualities he may have, they are incomplete. At best, they are incomplete, if not misdirected, if not outright harmful. The good qualities that someone may have, what is considered good qualities, may actually be harmful. Just like the welfare workers who they want to build hospitals. So, that's very good, isn't it? Building hospitals, that would be very good. Help all the people to get healthy. But that can actually be harmful if we see what is the ultimate goal of life. The ultimate goal of life is to understand I'm not this body. I have nothing to do with this world. I have to be released from this world. I have to go to Krishna's world by surrendering to Krishna in loving service. But if we build hospitals, it perpetuates the idea that we are in this world to enjoy it, so we should remain as healthy as possible to enjoy this world. So if we think that the goal of life is to enjoy this body, because anyway, when we die, it's all finished, then it seems that building a hospital is a very, very beneficial philanthropic activity. But if we understand that the goal of life is to get beyond the bodily concept of life and go to Krishna in the spiritual world, then building hospital, the conception that it perpetuates militates against the real purpose of life, which is to become Krishna conscious, fully Krishna conscious, in transcendental consciousness. So once Srila Prabhupada, he himself posed the question, why do we find in ancient India there were no big hospitals? And Srila Prabhupada replied that because people, they didn't concentrate on such things. They had a different aim of life. Now we find that in Ayurveda there are all kinds of treatments, elaborate treatments. It's become quite popular, Panchakarma. In the modern age it's being revived. Actually, when I was young, this Panchakarma and this and that, we never heard of it. It's just become popular recently. Maybe down in Kerala it was going on, but it's become revived, you could say, interest in that. But that was, the very elaborate treatments are there, but that was mostly for kings. Ordinary people wouldn't bother. And for Shudras and this and that, they wouldn't go to a doctor or any such thing. They knew. I saw myself traveling in Bangladesh. Most people had never even seen a doctor in their life. If there's a snake bite, which is quite common, call in the fakir. He'll do some magic. If you can get to the fakir quickly enough, he'll do some magic and remove. The different ways they do it. They call the snake and the snake comes, puts his mouth back in the same spot and pulls out the poison. You don't believe me because you're a doctor. But there are all kinds of things like that. And jaundice cure, put some sticks with like a halo on your head with some mantras. You don't believe me, but it's going on in Vrindavan. The sham sakhi is going on at the present day. Then pour water on you, and then there are different. No, that one, there are two things. That one in Mayapur, they had all the fakir, all the Muslims around Mayapur, they put this on their head, and then it just grows and grows. It drops down here, and then it drops over your shoulder, it's finished. You can't believe it. And then the shamsaki in Vrindavan, he pours some waters with some mantras. You're in a tub, the water becomes all yellow. When he's finished, it's gone. So, people, they didn't go to doctor. There were no doctors. They said, you have an infection, then find some leaf, rub it, and it goes away. Something like that. They knew every day. The common people, they couldn't read or write, but they knew every plant, what to do with it, and what not to do with it also. Some of them are poisonous also, right? You have to know that when you're doing herbology. Poison ivy, very dangerous. Don't take that. So Krishna gives the intelligence how to praise him properly, but that intelligence has to be guided. Otherwise, unless we're on the right path exactly, then our praise of, or the tendency to praise Krishna will not be there. We may study Bhagavad Gita. Dr. Radhakrishnan did his commentary on Bhagavad Gita. Great philosopher, world famous philosopher. He's famous in India as the first president of India. But he was appointed the first president of India. He wasn't a politician. He was, because he was a world famous philosopher. Oxford University philosopher. So Srila Prabhupada spoke about him a lot because Srila Prabhupada did not at all like his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, chap, 9, the last verse. What's that going to be? 34 in Bhagavad Gita. His commentary on the Manmana verse at the end of chapter 9, in which Dr. Radha Krishna says it's not Krishna that we have to think of, but the unborn eternal within Krishna. So that means he knew very well what was being stated, but his tendency to praise Krishna was reversed. So instead of being Advaishta Sarva Bhutanam, non-envious to all living beings, he was specifically envious to Krishna. And the thought that we should praise Krishna irked him so much that he had to tell people, no, Krishna got it wrong. When Krishna says to think of me, then you don't think of Krishna. Think of the unborn eternal within Krishna, which Srila Prabhupada pointed out is nonsense, because there's no such thing as an unborn eternal within Krishna. It's a completely impersonalistic concept. So to praise Krishna, we may take it as a very ordinary thing, because we do it all the time by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Our lives, we who have come to this Krishna consciousness movement, our lives are based on the principle Kirtaniya Sada Harihi. Everything we're doing is meant for glorification of Krishna. But it's actually a very fortunate situation. And as you can see, it's very few people in the world are taking to Krishna consciousness, although there's no reason why not. It's open to everyone. Anyone can join this Krishna conscious movement and dance in ecstasy. But not many people are attracted to do so. It's a great fortune. But even having come to the platform of glorifying Krishna, we have to do it exactly according to, in the manner that is approved by the pure devotee acharyas who know how to praise him properly. Otherwise, we may praise him wrongly. How can you praise someone wrongly? Well, another example is the poet from Bengal who wanted to praise Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ended up making offenses, thinking that Jagannath and his body are different, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the soul of Jagannath. He didn't understand properly. So to praise Krishna, one should properly know his glories. To praise someone means to praise them for their qualities. So we should know what his qualities are properly. Then we can properly praise him. Otherwise, if we don't know, just like a professional glorifier, you praise so-and-so. Okay, you praise someone, but they have to know something about them. Otherwise, how can you praise them? So this whole Vishnu Sahasranam is meant for praising Krishna, and Krishna inspires the devotees to praise him. And even Shankaracharya commented on this Vishnu Sahasranam, and others also, even Chinmayananda Swami. He also commented on it. So there's some tendency, there's some attraction to Krishna. Why do so many people comment on the Gita, even Mayavadis? It means they're attracted. They're attracted to Krishna. But it's got this seed of envy is in their heart. So it's very, very dangerous, this Mayavad, because it destroys the tendency to openly, purely, sincerely glorify Krishna. Want to bring Krishna down. The attraction to Krishna is there, but at the same time envy of Krishna. Just like Shishupal was very attracted to Krishna. Kamsa was very attracted to Krishna, always thinking of Krishna. He was attracted, but with the wrong attitude. So Krishna, he praises his devotees, just like in that series of verses, Advaishta Sarva Bhutanam, Baladev Vidya Bhushan, in his commentary on Vishnu Sahasranam. He quotes from Bhagavad Gita, in which Krishna praises the Gyani. Gyani in this context means one who knows the glories of Krishna, who is surrendered to Krishna because he knows the glories of Krishna. He's not approaching Krishna for any motive except that he likes to glorify Krishna. So, Gyani Twat Maiva Maimatam. Tesham Gyani Nitya Yukta Ega Bhakti Vishishyate Priyo Hi Gyani No Tyata Mahang Sat Cha Mama Priyaha. Krishna praises the Gyani, the one who knows my glories, because such a person praises me actually for who I am, and because he loves me, and I love him also, Krishna says. So other people may praise Krishna. Okay, you're very great. How about giving me some money? Artharthi praises Krishna. He wants money. Krishna, okay, want some money? Okay, all right. You can take some money. But the Gyani, the devotee in knowledge of Krishna, he knows that Krishna's glories are far more than simply a cosmic ATM. You put your credit card in, press the blah, 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 €200, out comes €200. So they know his glories are far more than that. And one who actually knows about Krishna then loves Krishna, because Krishna means all attractive, and all his qualities, they inspire us to love him. So devotees, they praise Krishna out of love for him, and Krishna loves such devotees, and he inspires them to glorify him more and more. And that's why devotees will go on glorifying Krishna more and more and more. It's not finished. There are so many shastras. The essence of all shastras is Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Because it concentrates on glorification of Krishna, whereas other shastras may not do so directly. But the commentaries by the acharyas, the pure devotees, that's also, there's more. They're bringing out more the qualities of Krishna. They're praising him more. We may say, well, how can you say more than Vyasadeva? Vyasadeva said it all in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He did, but then Krishna is expanding all the time. And there are so many acharyas. They're writing praises of Krishna. Even when in a talk like this we glorify Krishna, it's unique. It's not going to be exactly the same as what someone else says somewhere else. So kirtan is an eternally expanding function, because Krishna's glories are eternally expanding, and devotees, they're inspired by Krishna to glorify him in different ways. He's always new. Nitya nutananam. He's always new and fresh. So kirtan will go on. And great acharyas, they compose praise of him. Stotaratnam is very famous in the Sri Vaishnav Sampradaya. How Yamuna Acharya has glorified the Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Also famous, the Mukunda Mala Stotram of Kulashekhar Alva. So it's something unique. If we'll find in these prayers, in one sense there's nothing new, because they're repeating, it's the same understanding. It's not that they're making up something, but it's a little different perspective. Also, there was the Vedanta Deshi, I believe it was, made this Paduka Shatakam, was it? In which? Sahasram. In which the proposal was that he should glorify the lotus feet of the Lord. And he said, well, I didn't get to that level of glorifying his feet, but I can glorify his shoes. And 1,000 verses in glorification of the Lord's shoes. That's inspired. Where does the inspiration come? It comes from Krishna himself. Krishna himself comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to glorify himself. What does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come? He comes to kirtan. Kirtan means glorification. So Krishna is so attractive that he himself becomes attracted to, he wants to glorify himself because he sees the devotees there, they're in bliss glorifying him. So he also wants to glorify, he wants, yeah, they're getting a kind of bliss. I can't get that because I'm Krishna. So he becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Baladev Vidyabhushan quotes a verse, not a verse, looks like Hava. Vandito hi sa vandeta, manito maniyata cha. The devotees are eager to worship and glorify Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna is inclined to worship and glorify them. Mayar pitamano buddhya yomad bhakta same priyaha. All the qualities of devotees are given in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, he lists the qualities of devotees. In chapter 12, he gives they're very kind to all, they've overcome anger, they're samadukha, sukha, samasukha, dukha, shami. They're equal in distress and happiness. They're not attached to pleasure and pain. Mayarpita manobuddhiya. They've dedicated their lives, their minds, their intelligence to him. So in this way, Krishna glorifies his devotees. He glorifies them, and yeah, that's maybe the biggest glorification of all, that he becomes a devotee. He thinks, I'm God, that's not good enough for me, I want to be a devotee also. So that's the greatest glorification. Just like if we ask someone, what do you want to be when you grow up? You ask the children, then none of them say, I want to be a garbage removal. Which nowadays they probably have some euphemistic term for that, but I want to be a toilet cleaner. No one said, well, when I grow up, I want to be a toilet cleaner. No one said, no, I want to be an airline pilot or president of the country or something like that. So it's a praise to, it's a prestigious position. So Krishna wants also to take the position of a devotee. It's so glorious. And then he becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they have all good, the devotees have all good qualities because they're connected with Krishna, who has all good qualities. But Krishna thinks, I have good qualities because I'm connected with them. And in this way, he praises them. By becoming the servant of Krishna, we imbibe the qualities of Krishna. And then by praising useless people, we become useless. The servant of a demon is generally also a demon. Just like the washerman of Kamsa, the Rajaka, he was dyeing the cloth, and Krishna said, hey, why don't you give that cloth to me? And he said, oh, he became very angry. Actually, if you're preparing some clothes for a big rich man and someone just comes up onto the street and says, hey, why don't you give those clothes to me? It's outrageous, isn't it? So in one sense you may say the washerman was justified, but he wasn't, because he was dealing with Krishna. And as a result of his faithfulness to the king, he got his head removed by Krishna. So Krishna got the clothes one way or the other. Is Krishna. He can do whatever he damn well likes. It's up to him. So he when others praise him, it's actually inspired by Krishna himself, because only he can properly know his own glories. As Arjuna says, when Arjuna glorifies Krishna, in the 11th chapter of Gita. And another way Krishna praises his devotees is by giving them many difficulties. How is that? When Prahlad was being thrown in a vat of boiling oil, how is that? What's going on? Why did Krishna allow that? Well, if Krishna had not allowed that, who would have known the glories of Prahlad? If Srila Prabhupada didn't have to struggle to come to America going through heart attacks and so many things, who would have known? Because it's relatively easy to sit in a temple and ring the bell and say Hare Krishna. But then how much the devotees are dedicated to Krishna, that will be seen in their activity. So by putting devotees through many difficulties, Krishna causes them to be glorified for all time. Prahlad is glorified even now, such a long time later. If Prahlad had simply chanted Hare Krishna, then we're not saying there's anything wrong with chanting Hare Krishna, but then we'll see in devotees' activities how much they're actually dedicated to Krishna. So Krishna arranges various difficulties so we can see that how true is their devotion, how much they're prepared to sacrifice everything, even their very lives, for his service. So in this way, Krishna arranges for them to be praised. And that is a discussion of the name Stota. And I'll finish here. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas chakripa sindhu vyavacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Tomorrow, then Mangalarti, 5 o'clock. Right? And the venue will be either here or there. We'll see. It depends on how many people are coming. You want to see that? Yeah. And then there'll be Govindamadi Purusham followed by Guru Puja at 7:15. And then I'll give a talk at 8 o'clock. And then there'll be prasad. And then Smita Krishna Maharaj will give at 10:30. And then I think I'll give later in the midday. And then Maharaj can give in the afternoon. Yeah. I guess he'll have to speak in English, right? Because there are a lot of non-Croatian speakers. Yeah. Okay, that's the program up to midday tomorrow then. Whenever Maharaj is finished, maybe about 11:30 or 12 o'clock, then I'll come in. I said to him, yeah. But it can be flexible. We're not Germans, right? I was in this Simhachalam, I was in the guest house, and I was talking to Manidhar. Manidhar walked up the stairs, did he tell you? He was nodding her head like this, as if. And there was one little girl there, and she said something to him. It was in German, I don't know what she said. And Manidhar said to me, that's a German girl. She was about 5 or 6 years old. She said, there was a sign there. You're not supposed to wear shoes beyond this point. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she was getting on his case. Anyway, we're not anti-German. Hare Krishna. Can be good if used in Krishna's service.